In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Hear ye, hear ye. I hereby declare that today is another feast day of St. Cross. For behold, the story chosen for the focal point of worship in this community, right there over the altar, is none other than the gospel story we heard today of Jesus and Peter, with a special guest appearance by the fish. Now, we cannot deny that not every parishioner at the time appreciated the painting at first glance. Some preferred the gold cross that hung for so long and that now brightens our walls in the parish hall. But I would bet that even those who objected to it at first have come to see its value and its purpose. This gospel follows directly after what we heard last week, so there is continuity to the narrative. Jesus just fed the 5,000 men, not including women and children, of course, so who knows how many God actually fed. Jesus had been trying to get away to pray because he had just received the news that his cousin John had been beheaded. Yet even then, he had compassion on the crowds of people who flocked to him, responding to their spiritual and emotional need. After pouring himself out for all of them, still in mourning, he really needed to be alone to pray. So we hear that he made his disciples get into the boat to go on ahead to the other side. Now, did Jesus know there was going to be a gigantic storm when he made them get in the boat? Some folks actually argue that he did send them out knowing that there was going to be a storm in order to test their faith. I think not. What about you? Why would he imperil his disciples, those that he chose himself and that he loved? And even more so when he had just lost his beloved cousin. So, like all of us from time to time in our lives, he just needed to stop. He just needed to be left alone. He just needed to pray. Sometime during the fourth watch of the night, that's between 3 and 6 a.m., Jesus ceases praying and turns his attention once again, this time toward his disciples. After accidentally scaring the bejesus out of them, Jesus takes a giant, giant step, even beyond compassion, in order to soothe and to reassure. He says, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. It is the I am, revealed by Moses in the burning bush, the creator of the world, the trampler of the seas, as it says in Job." Jesus is bringing them along bit by bit into the reality of who he is. The nature miracle of walking on water is a theophany, an intentional appearance by God intended to build up his disciples' faith, not to test it. To establish an ever deeper foundation in their souls that give them absolute knowledge of his presence with them. But the coolest part about the gospel is Peter. Even in his fear and trepidation, he wanted to try it out. If it really is you, Jesus, and you tell me not to be afraid, then I'll give it a whirl. The story could have ended very differently. Maybe he and Jesus walked together back to shore and had started making breakfast for everybody, and the others just oared their way back. Maybe they had a great conversation about how the world was created and what Peter's purpose was supposed to be in it. That age-old question so many of us ask over and over again in our lives. Sadly, none of that happened. Instead, Peter loses his focus and starts to drown. Jesus' response, once again, pure compassion. Darn it, Peter, you were doing so well. It's a bummer you couldn't just ignore the storm. I had that all under control. You have little faith. Why did you doubt? You can get a little better idea of what Jesus is talking about if we switch the word faith to trust. We can hear Jesus thinking, you still don't trust me after all we've been through together? Even after I healed so many of the sick and the people that have come to me and fed throngs of people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, you still have a problem. That is Jesus' main question to us. Why don't you trust me? It's not a harsh question by any means. Jesus knows exactly how scary and painful our lives can be. It's a curiosity question. And it's a question we get to ask ourselves over and over again on our spiritual path. It's a question to ask in trusted groups of seekers. It's a question to bring to a spiritual director. It's a question to bring before God in prayer. Faith, trust, and hope that God is with us even when we cannot perceive God is a process. We see that in Peter. Despite all that he has seen and learned, he can't quite yet sustain his trust long enough to be able to walk with Jesus all the way back to shore. He still needs encouragement and reminders that God is there, even in the midst of drowning. So it is with us. Our faith, our trust, requires practice and patience. It's like riding a bike. You know, the first time you get on a two-wheeler, no training wheels, you're pedaling faster and faster, going along with the handlebars are wiggling left and right, and it's thrilling and it's scary all at once, but then, inevitably, you lose your concentration and off you go. But then, somehow, by miracle, we have the courage to get back on again. Each time we try, we get better and better and go faster and faster. Think about a time in your life when you fell off your bike and you thought you would never, ever get back on, let alone sometimes even being able to get out of bed. Or a time you were certain you were going to drown, but you did not. It actually could be literal, or maybe it's taking an important exam or interviewing for a job that you really need, facing a terminal diagnosis or finding yourself at rock bottom. Yet you and we are still here, maybe battered by the waves, maybe not in the condition that we thought we would be in, but here, present. Did your faith play a role in your ability to withstand the storm? That question illuminates the purpose and value of the painting, chosen as our altarpiece. When we learn to place our trust in God through the best and worst of times, when we take one tentative step on the water, it builds a platform, a foundation, like a stand-up paddleboard, that serves as a base for the next time and the next time after that that we face stormy seasons. As we gather and worship at the summer altar and receive bread and wine for the journey into deeper and deeper trust, fix your eyes for a minute on Peter and Jesus and the fish. Soak them in, feel their purpose and value. Hear Jesus speak into the circumstances of your life. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Amen.